more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke. A piece of landmark environmental legislation hits middle age today. The Federal Clean Water Act, passed exactly 40 years ago, was precedent-setting. It passed with strong bipartisan support over then-President Richard Nixon's veto. Since 1972, the law has done more to help restore waterways than any other single piece of legislation before or since. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz joined Milwaukee Riverkeepers Executive Director Karen Shapiro appropriately on the water's edge. They met up at Discovery World, where a special Clean Water Act exhibit is on display. Shapiro says the series of super enlarged historic photos help tell the overlapping stories of the federal law and local waters, starting with a vintage snapshot of Riverside Park on the Milwaukee River.
There were so many swimming clubs that ran from North Avenue Dam to Capitol Drive, the beer gardens, the importance of commerce to Milwaukee and the river serving as the artery. So we chronicle the fact that the rivers were fishable and swimmable. Then the exhibit moves further on to show by the 1900s or so, the area rivers were all but dead from too much sewage in our waterways, too much industrial wastewater. The fact of the matter was is that rivers were pretty much neglected for the next half century until the rise of the environmental movement in the 1960s. I think Rachel Carson's book, which we show a picture of Rachel Carson in the exhibit, ignited a kind of new environmental movement.
Give a little snippet more about Rachel Carson for those who may not be familiar with her work.
Well, she was a magnificent writer and scientist, and she wrote a book called Silent Spring, which explored the detrimental health and environmental effects of the pesticide DDT, which was widely used at the time, very toxic, and very few people knew about the effects of it. But a lot of attention was paid to her work. And like I said, she really, you know, spearheaded a whole new consciousness. A few years later, the Cuyahoga River caught fire.
That's what we're looking at right here.
Exactly. In 1969, the flames topped five stories. At that time, you know, the public had had enough, and it called for government action. First Earth Day, credited to Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson in 1970. I would say that that's the beginning of the modern environmental movement.
Oh, is this Senator?
This is Gaylord Nelson, yeah. People forget about that. First Earth Day brought out 20 million people to teach-ins and protests across the country. We came up, actually we found it in a National Geographic magazines, of some amazing photos of Earth Day in Milwaukee on April 22nd. And here they are paddling on the Milwaukee River.
Describe that apparatus.
Oh, gosh. Well, we've got some old inner tubes rigged up, I guess you would say jerry-rigged, with a little platform on top. With two guys paddling. They look like college students, and they've got their Earth Day posters.
So 40 years later, let's do a little report card. What has been accomplished? Where are the faltering points?
The Clean Water Act had a goal to achieve fishable and swimmable waterways throughout the United States by 1983. In 1972, only about a third of the waterways were safe to swim in and fish in. So they had this goal that by, 11 years later, that waterways throughout the United States would be fishable and swimmable. Well, here we are in 2012. We have about 65% of our waterways are fishable and swimmable. But you know, in this past 40 years, the population has doubled, and obviously with that put a lot of additional stresses on water. So the fact that we have 65% of our waterways that are fishable, swimmable now is obviously a tremendous improvement that can be credited in large part to the regulatory regime of the Clean Water Act that actually required controls primarily on point sources of pollutions. The industries, the wastewater treatment plants that had pipes that discharge directly into Lake Michigan or our Milwaukee area rivers. The problem, though, is that the Clean Water Act has not been so effective in regulating those diffuse sources of pollution, such as stormwater. We get runoff from parking lots. The runoff flows with the sediment, the oil and grease sits on the parking lots, whatever other contaminants may exist, to our rivers and Lake Michigan. Another challenge or area where the Clean Water Act needs updating or improvement is for agricultural runoff. Phosphorus and other nutrient pollution is a big challenge.
So here we are at a summary of today's challenge.
Yes. We note that, you know, our Milwaukee waterways are so much improved from where they were back in 1972, but they still suffer from too much pollution, especially from agriculture and stormwater runoff. Fertilizers, wastewater treatment plants are also still degrading our rivers, turning them green at times, foul smelling, causing fish kills, potential for toxic algae blooms. Our rivers, you know, are further threatened by bacteria pollution from our broken infrastructure, where we're finding stormwater pipes that are only intended to carry stormwater are actually leaking out human sewage. And our waterways are threatened because of changing climatic conditions as well, which we witnessed this summer: declined water levels, phosphorus pollution, low dissolved oxygen content in some areas were reported by our water quality monitors, much lower than they saw last summer, for instance. So,
do you hold out realistic hope that bipartisan movement might occur, or is that just not in the cards?
Well, it's certainly going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take time, I believe. You know, I was a kid in the 1970s, and it was different back then than it is today, and I think there's a lot more divisiveness between political leaders. But I'm ultimately optimistic because, like I said, we've come a long way in 40 years, and I think that there are so many people in this community and around the United States for whom water is the most precious resource that we have.
And look, here's a group of school children arriving for a tour. Your new water stewards.
Exactly. We'll sign them up for our monitoring program when they get to be a couple years older. Yeah, I think that's the key. I think that's, you're so right.
The busloads of kids Karen Shapiro hopes to enlist as future water stewards are students from Believers in Christ Christian Academy on the city's north side. Shapiro is executive director of Milwaukee Riverkeeper. She spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. The special Clean Water Act exhibit can be viewed in Discovery World's Promenade, an area that requires no admission fee, through November 24th. One last break, and then we'll catch up with the Milwaukee Ballet's Michael Pink ahead of a world premiere performance tonight. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.